Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
What would you do in this situation? You are a repairman who has been called to replace the water heater in the home of an old gentleman, 88 years of age, who cannot go downstairs or in the garage where the water heater is located. When you examine the water heater, you discover that it's only a minor problem, an adjustment with the setting, that causes the water heater to seem to malfunction. A new water heater is an unnecessary expense. He will never know, though, that the old one could be easily repaired, and you would make many times more money. After all, he did call and ask for the unit to be replaced. Question: would you A, make the repair, B, replace the unit, or C, ask him to indicate what he would like to have done? Can a business person succeed and yet be honest? Some say no. But once you start bending the truth, where do you stop? At the point your golf partner complains? At the point where your husband or wife finds out? At the point where the government finds out? Or back at the place where you know God will know? Paul instructed, providing for things honest, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. But you say, he didn't have to do business in the world in which I try to make a living. There are times when unquestionably the honest person is at a disadvantage. The student who chooses not to be dishonest on his exams. He was penalized because he doesn't do what others are doing. I am thinking of the sad letter which I received from a minor government official in India who became a Christian and then stopped accepting the petty bribes which were part of the system of graft. Not only was his income diminished, but when it came time for a dowry for his daughter, he had little money which he could send with her as a wedding gift. When Paul addressed the issue of honesty in our lives, he said there is something that goes far beyond getting caught. The dishonest person violates his conscience. He destroys part of the fabric of his soul. Here's how he put it. This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. A certain carpenter worked for many years for a contractor, and during the years of his employment he was treated fairly, but he never felt he received the compensation that he really deserved. Finally, the contractor told the old carpenter, "There's one more house I want you to build." The carpenter accepted the task, but felt that since this house was the last one that the contractor was going to build, he'd cut corners where it wouldn't show and pocket the money. After all, he reasoned, the contractor will never know, and I really have deserved better than I got. That's exactly what he did. Where something would not be obvious, he used an inferior grade of materials, but passed the cost of better materials on to the contractor. Finally, the house was completed. And after the final inspection, the contractor met with the carpenter and then handed him the keys. "Here," he said, "this is yours. It's how I want to reward you for a lifetime of faithful service, the many years you've worked for me." Whether we are honest or dishonest, sooner or later, it comes back to reward us. By the way, if you were the repairman who was called to install a water heater, what would you have done?
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.